Yeah, it is positive, but it's a long time coming, you know, and I don't think, you know, the minister should be jumping up and down and be very proud of themselves for bringing something like this in. This is something that should have been brought in years ago. You know, we have to give everybody an opportunity to work in an environment that they want to work in, and councillors and TDs were female councillors and TDs were under huge pressure there for many, many years. And I really do believe it's a positive. I think it will, you know, open up the circuit for more female politicians, which I think is, I think it's the best thing about all of this is that we actually see more women in politics, and that they feel that they have the time to have that home life balance.
And is it likely to address that gender gap that we see in local politics?
I'm not 100% sure. Politics is a difficult one. It's very antisocial. It's very time consuming, and it does take a huge amount of pressure and stress on families, because politicians are supposed to be available 24/7. Yeah. Which is very, very difficult for every politician. But I think for, you know, for a woman, it can be more demanding because we still kind of live in an age that, you know, the mammy is supposed to be the one picking up the children and dropping the children off. And,
yeah.
You know, or like, you know, for myself, it's always about hospital appointments, who has to be there, and the expectation is that it's me.
You'd nearly need to be cloning yourself almost to be able to.
Okay. Need more than a clone.
More than a clone. Well, I guess, Patricia, I mean, look, you were involved in local politics for over 35 years. Here we are in 2022 and this is being brought in. Are you surprised this change is only coming in now? Are we fairly behind the times compared to other nations?
Surprised? No. It moves very slowly when it involves women, and particularly when it involves female politicians. But I'm pleased, and I would concur with a lot that Anne has said. I think it's a step in the right direction, but I'm afraid it's more a box-ticking exercise than anything else. I think there's a lot wrong with politics and getting people to attract people into local politics in particular, that just providing, making arrangements for maternity cover, whichever option people decide to go for, I think isn't going to be sufficient. I notice probably more so since I retired that there is a lack of interest and a lack of relevance. Most people don't see a relevance to being an elected representative in their community any more than now, and I don't know why that has happened.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then what needs to happen to ensure that female councillors actually take this leave? You know, that many of them might be discouraged from doing that in case they fear, oh well, I'm going to lose out at the next election, because some voters will say, well, you can't even guarantee she'll be there for the whole of the,
I don't think
her time.
I think that people judge their elected representatives on the work they do on the ground and the representation that they do, but you have to attract people into that area, and it is not very attractive. Now, I noticed that there was an increase in the salary last year. I think it went up about 8,000, and there were other increases as well. But you're living in an age where you now have to have two people working. You have to have a sound financial income. And there is a risk when you go into politics that, number one, it is a full-time job, whether it's a county councillor or a TD. So therefore, you need to have a salary commensurate with the commitment that you're giving. And if you don't have that, you won't get a mortgage. You lose out on a lot of things. So it has to be made more attractive than just, as I say, a boxing exercise of maternity leave. But that applies particularly to women, and I'm really wearing the women's hat here. Women have a go and do it attitude. They're not willing to be fobbed up to the next, you know, we'll have another commission, we'll have another look, we'll have another report, and we'll get around to doing it. They get involved and have been historically involved in their community, in their home, getting things done, moving on with it, and, you know, moving on to the next problem, problem solvers, as distinct from riding along. So all that needs to change to make it much more attractive for females and also for males. Because look at the age profile of councillors, not just in Clare, but across the country. Look at the fact that we now only have 4 female councillors. We've gone backwards. Instead of, we had 2 when we were the first 2, well, Mary, Madeleine Taylor Quinn and myself, in 79. We're now here in 2022 and we have 4 female councillors. And one of those, no disrespect, was a co-option. So there were only had been 3 that were elected at the last. Now, there was a time, particularly with the town councillors, when females offered themselves as candidates. More research that I did at one stage proved that they were more than likely to get elected, because they were seen, as I say, that they were relevant to their community. They were obviously involved in community organisations and then got moved on to politics. But even you see the shift in community organisations in the community. And I don't know, is there an appreciation anymore of the voluntary element of working in a community? And I think that that's after filtering itself into local government.